This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We've got the Discord on-air call-in lines, which are available to you. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get in there with other chatters, including some of the hosts of the show. Mark, I think you're in there tonight. Mark's there.
Yeah, I am.
Melanie is in there. I'm in there pretty much every single day. Over at discord.lrn.fm, there's some great chat rooms there 24/7. But right now, because we're live on the radio, you can use the Discord on-air call-in line rooms and get on the air with us about whatever you want. Coming up, if we get the chance, the Sovereign Citizens. There's an interesting video from, Fox 11 out of Los Angeles about one local so-called Sovereign Citizen and his story. They actually interview him about his beliefs of not having to have a driver's license, for instance, to get from point A to point B. So we can talk about that. But, Melanie, you wanted to talk about family leave, which is, according to the discussion we had before the show, is the idea where this would be a government mandate to force employers essentially to give pregnant women time off. Is that right?
So at the end of the day, that's what it is. So they already have the FLMAQ2Z, whatever it is.
What is that?
Where you get 12 weeks of unpaid leave for basically any family medical event. So if you give birth if to care for a, if you're sick, to care for a sick parent, I think it's like parent, spouse, child. But I don't remember the details.
So this already exists?
That already exists.
And that's nationwide?
Yes. It doesn't matter, because if you're in the job that's low enough to where you have to be like, the Fed said I can be off, you can't afford to take off 12 weeks. So it kind of doesn't matter.
Okay, got it.
This is kind of getting your job back, basically.
They guarantee you the job back.
Most of the jobs that are that low where you would have to invoke this, you could kind of just quit and then come back later and be like, I'm applying again. And they'll be like, all right, whatever. And that's kind of common. And if you're going that low to where you're like, hey, my mother has whatever, I need to take care of her for 3 weeks. And your boss is like, no. If that's where you're at, it's...
I'm just trying to imagine, as a salesperson, remember when I worked for that lifestyle magazine in Sarasota, Florida?
Yes, sir.
So if I invoked this Family Leave Act, I need 12 weeks off, and I'm going to take it, and it's my rights.
Yep.
Sure.
3 months.
I might very well come back and get my job as a salesperson back, but what about that list of clients
that somebody else had to service?
Yeah, that I built up over the course of year, two or 3 or 4 years
you get
or
those
whatever.
Back too?
Yeah. Well, that's not your job. That's not the job description. Like, as the head waitress.
Yeah, they don't have to treat you well when you come back.
Right.
They just have to not fire you.
For how long?
For that.
Meaning, like, can you just come back and then not be fired for a certain period of time?
No, they just can't fire you for that.
So okay, you're back. Now you're fired. How long do you have after...
How this works.
Okay.
They cannot say, I fire you because you took off 12 weeks.
But they could say, I'm firing you because of some other cause.
Yeah. So this is...
Just not during the 12 weeks. Not during the 12 weeks. They would have to wait till you get back.
No, they could be like, we just found these documents you've frauded, and so therefore you're fired. Like, you're not immune from all causes of firing, and most states are at-will states, so it kind of doesn't matter.
Right, now, especially if it's at-will.
Are they proposing to make this a paid 12 weeks instead of... What's the proposal here?
So it's... From, I think, 3 to 12 weeks, I think it's 6 to 12 weeks, depending on how much you choose to take is the percentage of your pay that you get. So at 6 weeks, you get like almost 100, it's like 96 or something like that percent. if it, you take the full 12 and you get a little less than half, I think it's 45% of your pay. And it comes out of Social Security. And I didn't read the bill, and I'm not going to because it's not done being written. Mm-hmm. That's not how this process works. So it sounds to me like, so if you take 6 weeks off, then you have to delay your Social Security by 6 weeks. I don't know if it's a one-to-one time frame, but you have to delay Social Security by how, based on you taking this leave.
Well, Social Security also has, you know, like you can take it at different times. You can take it at, I don't know, I'm not going to give legal advice here, but more or less somewhere between 62 and 67, and you get paid more if you take it later, less if you take it earlier, and that kind of thing. So there's all kinds of formulas that go into that, too. It's complicated math, Social Security.
So what you're saying is the money for this 12 weeks comes out of Social Security? Or it comes out of the employer?
The employer is not directly paying for the money you get paid while you're on this.
Of course, the employer is ultimately paying into Social Security in the first place, yeah. So that's where it's all coming from. But you're saying the check comes from the government. The check comes from the Social Security Administration to cover the time off.
Yes.
If this passes. This is just a proposal.
If this passes, yes.
And this is a nationwide proposal.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, so now Family Leave Act did pre-exist this, but this would kind of make it real. If you could afford to live off of 45% or 92%, 96%, whatever it was, percent of your paycheck, then you can actually take that time off, and now it maybe matters. High-end jobs kind of offer in return, and I'm going to call this maternity leave because to be real, that's what it is. It also covers fathers, but that is not what's going to happen. So,
well, I mean, if you come down with a medical condition, you can take some time off and get paid for it. I mean,
no, you can't That's not what it's. You could.
I thought you said it was maternity plus.
No, what we
other
have.
Things.
No, what we have now is unpaid 12 weeks for the medical stuff.
Uh-huh.
This is maternity leave.
This is only, you're saying
it's
specifically.
It's also paternity leave, but it's maternity leave.
So they're not saying this would be, if you could, you know, somebody has a heart attack, they end up in a hospital, this
nope.
would not apply to that. Okay. All right. So,
if you have a self-inflicted medical condition, you get 6 to 12 weeks paid. If you have if you have a non-self-inflicted medical condition, you get up to 12 weeks unpaid.
You're talking about pregnancy.
Pregnancy is the self-inflicted medical condition. I love that.
Usually is. Sometimes it's not. It can be not, but we're typically talking about self-inflicted medical condition.
You're a woman. You are getting married soon.
Might have to defend this.
You're going to have kids. I know you've talked about having kids. So
I'm excited about the idea.
Yeah, why are you against this?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to go and get on Social Security when I have kids. Or whatever monstrosity this is.
Yeah, but are you saying you hate poor people and that you want them to suffer when they're just trying to have a baby?
So I don't particularly hate poor people. I don't particularly not hate them either. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're so afraid of that.
This is going to affect poor people worse than it's going to affect. I mean, it's going. This is.
What do you mean? It's going to affect them.
This is going to make it so poor people have
it. It's going to make it so that unproductive people, we have more of them.
So you're saying that productive people don't have babies?
If you pay people to do a thing, they're going to do it more often.
So this is incentivizing baby having.
But only among the lowest.
Which they're already incentivized to do because
status.
Right. So which many of them are already incentivized to do by the welfare system because then they get extra welfare payments for having new babies. Right.
Yeah. I got a story right here. 52.1% of kids live in households getting means tested government assistance.
That's welfare, right?
That's welfare. Basically.
That's a lot. One out of every two children.
Yeah.
And the state is good at what it does.
Okay, so you've convinced me this is definitely something worthy of being opposed. I was just playing devil's advocate there, obviously. This could be something that can be done in the marketplace where an employer could offer this to people if they felt like it was worth doing.
Yeah, and so higher-end employers will do that, or even kind of regular jobs.
Mm-hmm.
tighter markets will sometimes do that too.
But if it's a McDonald's position, then they can flip one burger, flipper out, and put another one in, and, you know, what's the difference? That's the idea.
Yeah, so if you're not in a position where you're highly valued, there's no reason for your employer to pay tons of money for you to not work.
If they do, it's just going to increase the cost of a hamburger. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm, where we've got on-air call-in line rooms open and available to you. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every weekday, which means he's racked up about 1,200 episodes so far. Great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, with topics including Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher.
It's a great show.
Over the weekend, and yes, by the way, thanks to Tom Woods for promoting Free Talk Live on his show. We've had a couple new users show up in the Discord. We've had a couple callers calling in to say that they heard about us on Tom Woods' show. So a little cross-promotion goes a long way. Appreciate everybody who's come over here from listening to the Tom Woods show. All right, so of course we'll take your calls about what you want. It was, and I'm sorry, I've had this in my prep now for like more than a week, and I don't remember where I first saw it. It might have actually been on our Discord server, because we actually have a news posting kind of room there. So in addition to just regular chat rooms, there's one called news-stories-showprep, where if you've got a show prep idea you want to kind of put out there, you can drop it in there. Now, of course, you can still use our website. We still have the Reddit, the Free Talk Live Reddit, where some people still submit stories there. So there's a couple different ways where you can get your submissions to us. But one of them is over on the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. I think that's where I saw this. It is about a year old. However, this is a subject that doesn't get covered typically in the news media very often. And when it does, it's covered in a pretty unfair manner. And I'm talking about the idea of the so-called sovereign citizen. Now, Melanie, do you know what a sovereign citizen is?
Yeah, I get some of those sometimes.
You get them? Where do you get them?
She does taxes.
Yeah.
They pay taxes?
They call me with absurd requests.
Have you ever actually gotten any money out of them to try to do one of their absurd requests?
No, because I'm not going to take somebody's money to say I can do something I know I can't do.
I see. So they've got some sort of cockamamie scheme, and you're just like, yeah, no, not gonna. I can't help you with this.
Well, first of all, I'm not an attorney, so I couldn't represent them from across the country anyway.
Right.
But, yeah.
So they've got an issue with the IRS. They need representation, is the idea?
It depends on what they got. It depends on what you have going on. There's some stuff I can do. There's some stuff I can't do. But if you're calling me, I want to send the IRS a letter that says that they don't have jurisdiction because the 20th, whatever it was, amendment wasn't proper.
16th?
16th was not properly ratified. Yep,
was okay. Not properly ratified. Like, it doesn't really matter whether or not the 16th amendment was properly ratified. What matters is they got tanks, you don't.
That's a legal theory. You can tell it to the judge.
That's not a legal theory, really.
You're saying it's true?
I don't know if it's true or not. I've never looked into it because it's just not relevant. I can't argue that in court, so it doesn't matter.
Now, why couldn't you argue that in court?
Because that is not how this works.
There's quite a few people have gone to jail trying to, you know, use the defense of show me the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The law that requires them to pay income tax, you mean? People who believe that it's a completely voluntary.
Every time somebody goes to jail for this, somebody then tweaks the theory a little bit and says,
This will work.
It was this.
Yeah.
If we'd only said the words in this order, then we would have been fine.
Here's a video from Fox 11 Los Angeles on their YouTube channel. It's racked up over 130,000 views about. It's titled, No Registration, No Plates, A Look into the Rising Sovereign Citizens Movement.
I do not consent!
Confrontations with cops.
I'm asking him for his supervisor.
It's what these people have come.
By the way, that noise in the background was a cop bashing in this man's window with his club.
To expect.
And it is not a crime for me to travel without a license.
When they don't follow the law.
I'm giving you a lawful order.
Sometimes police get so frustrated, these confrontations become violent.
Whoa. This is assault. I do not consent.
In this climate of government distrust, Those in defiance are staging a new rallying cry to stand up for what they believe is rightfully theirs.
But I do not need a license and identification at any time as the manager, right? Well, I'm going to place your hearing. No, you need to read that before you violate my
That usually doesn't work. To ask a cop to take some time to read whatever legal theory it is that you want him to believe is usually not going to work.
No.
He's not going to do that. He's not interested in your legal theories. He is just doing his job, and he believes that you have violated some stupid ordinance or whatever, and he's going to enforce it on
Here's another idea. It's not going to work if you send it to a talk show host and tell him to read it either.
No doubt. By the way, some of the footage that's in the background here, so again, it's a news clip, so they're talking about people using, they're using audio and video clips of people refusing the police to some extent and not non-cooperating, mostly in like police pullover situations. And there's some really scary-looking cops doing some pretty violent things, like they're bashing in a driver's side window with their mallet or whatever, their nightstick.
Well,
and
ultimately,
shouting and screaming. And
every traffic stop is potentially a death sentence.
Right.
Because, you know, that's what it...
If you push it, they'll push all the way.
If you don't pull over, they'll get their friends, and they'll sort of circle up. They'll start shooting out tires. They'll lay down tack strips.
Yep.
They'll ram you off the side of the road. You try to, you know, not consent enough. Yeah, I mean, at some point or another, the guns come out. That's what government is. It's an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass. It doesn't say in that that little note, I did not say an organization that follows the rule of law from, I don't know, Roman times or whatever
it
is.
Or even follows their own rules. They don't even follow their own rules.
They make up their own rules, and then if they break their rules, they defend themselves.
Here's more.
The voice of Trent Goodbody.
That's about... doing the right thing.
He's what some might call a modern-day sovereign citizen, but he doesn't like that title.
God is my authority.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's YouTube.
And he is the only sovereign there is.
Good.
I'm glad to hear, the news media using the term sovereign citizen, but this guy that they interviewed actually denying the term.
Yeah.
Because it is a terrible term that is just... on its face, contradictory. You cannot be a sovereign, which means the king, and
right.
As he was saying, his king is his god. You cannot be a sovereign and at the same time be a citizen, because a citizen is a person who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection.
Yeah, but a lot of these people also claim the distinction between state and federal citizenship. They'll say that say they're a state citizen.
I've looked into that one, the state citizen thing.
Yeah, so...
That's an interesting theory.
You also went to jail because you basically did not consent in court, right?
Yeah, I tried that thing where I didn't consent.
Strangely, they didn't care if
you
consented or not. The jail cell, the walls, the blocks that the jail was made out of did not care whether you consented. The steel door that closed upon you didn't care. And none of the guards that were involved, they didn't care either.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. They got more of this interview with the individual who is doing, let's call it, freedom to travel activism here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know,
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The stock market soars as President Trump strikes a deal with Mexico.
They used to call it NAFTA. We're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. We'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
President Trump calls the new trade deal with Mexico tremendous. The two sides have been working to renegotiate NAFTA, which Trump calls disastrous for the United States. The president in the Oval Office speaking by phone through a translator with the president of Mexico. The president says negotiations with Canada up next.
Canada will start negotiations shortly. I'll be calling the prime minister and we'll start negotiation. And if they'd like to negotiate fairly, we'll do that. You know, they have tariffs of almost 300% on some of our dairy products, so we can't have that. We're not going to stand for that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the freedom to travel. The activists out there who, some of them call themselves sovereign citizens, apparently, what is a terrible term. Others are aware that that's a bad terminology, but either way,
I'm not going to remember 30 different terms and whose applies to what.
Yeah, I don't know what term they prefer, but in this case, we'll just call them freedom to travel activists, people who are driving around without any kind of driver's license or even a tag, or at least a state-issued tag on their car. This guy, for instance, has his own tag that he had manufactured that says...
You have one of those.
Is
it still in the studio?
No, it was actually on the back of the car that I was driving for 2,950 miles until they finally pulled me over.
You were not under any delusion that that was legal.
No, of course not. I wanted to see how many miles I could go.
That's the difference. I have no problem if somebody wants to go around breaking almost every law there is.
Especially the ones that have no victims.
Mostly only the ones that have no victims, but that's still the overwhelming majority of them. Have at it. Don't pretend. My main problem with sovereign citizens is that they're, by saying this law is illegitimate because it was passed weird or because whatever, they're kind of implying that the rest of the laws
is legitimate.
Are legitimate.
Yeah.
But the thing that they do is, that is borderline aggression, they'll take a really dangerous thing and go try to convince people that it's not at all dangerous. And that's a problem.
Like driving around and like try to convince people that the cops aren't going to get them or something?
What do you mean?
Okay. In this case, I want to continue the audio, but I do also want to let you know about Anarchapulco, which is coming up February 14th through the 19th. That's 6 months basically from now, but it's going to be here sooner rather than later. I mean, it's going to come up fast on you. In fact, Mark, you're already planning your trip down
to... I know a third of the tickets are sold.
Mexico, yeah. A third of the tickets to Anarchapulco, and it's bigger this year. So last year it was only around 1,700 attendees, and it was sold out last year. They're moving to a larger venue this year. Same great resort. I believe they're going to be in the same location this year, but the larger venue on that resort. They've got two huge venues there. So they've already almost hit, 1,000 people is almost what they had last year. So it's going to be big. It could sell out again this year. It's Ron Paul. Ron Paul is going to be speaking there. Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and more yet to be announced.
The president of Liberland, Vitlika.
It's coming back?
I believe so.
All right.
Remember when we were doing the interview there and then
the earthquake
came?
Right at the end.
At the end of the segment, he just runs off.
Yep.
Well, we're like, I wonder what we should do with the equipment. We probably should get out from underneath this many tons
of equipment doesn't matter.
Block.
It's just equipment. that was exciting. Anarchapulco.com code FTL gets you 15% off. Again, February 14th through the 19th of 2019. It's in Acapulco, Mexico, a beautiful resort right on the beach. You don't want to miss this. It was a lot of fun for us this year and last year, and I think it's just going to get even better. It's the best, in my opinion, the premier event for libertarians to attend internationally. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL like Free Talk Live. Here's more from the interview of the gentleman in Riverside, California, that's driving around with no driver's license.
Body, a Riverside resident, believes there's too much regulation in government. So he's taken his fight to the road, where all of us spend a lot of time. But Goodbody travels without registration, without a license, and without insurance.
Insurance is a scam.
Knowing police will pull him over.
Couple cameras already running.
He's ready with a camera.
Okay, do you have any
ideas? He's got a dash cam, more than one of them. It's good to be prepared.
You must have to have just in general.
Absolutely. Officer says, do you have any identification on here? Here's the audio.
No, I don't carry identification. I follow God's law. You know how God gave us this planet? In the Bible.
This is a really good idea right here is when you're dealing with government bureaucrats specifically, but people you don't want to talk to generally, start talking about the Bible.
Get religious on it.
Talk really deeply about the Bible for a long time, and don't take breaths because...
That might not apply to muggers, which is what traffic stops are.
I'm not sure.
I want to subscribe to this guy's YouTube channel.
Goodbody posts all his run-ins with the law on his YouTube channel, Freedom from Government.
Oh, I got a great fight before. I'll be watched.
His videos have racked up more than 18 million views. And now...
I don't know. He's talking to some cop police video.
He's even selling what he uses in lieu of a license plate.
These are the tags I use. I'm about to go through Las Vegas right now.
The tag reads private. Not for commerce use, private mode of travel. And you can guess, that gets the attention of cops on the road.
Are you reporting me?
Yes. If a cop came up to me and asked me for my license, registration, and insurance, I would ask him if he's planning on using any of those against me in court.
Because Goodbody believes in his right to travel freely, he doesn't think he's breaking any laws.
That's an interesting point, is that you're not supposed to have to provide evidence against yourself.
This guy's pretty sharp. That's why I wanted to share this, because I thought he was a very well-spoken advocate.
I do like his thing where God's my only sovereign, and the idea that you claim to rule me says that you're putting yourself on a plane similar to God, and I find that abhorrent.
Well, that is true, but if I tell that to the Crips, they're not going to care either.
Nope, they're not.
Doesn't need to prove himself to police either. Here's audio from a confrontation in Orange County that he recorded.
I don't think that you need to know who I am. Who are you? Can you give me your full legal name?
This is a home confrontation, so he's not in his car in this case.
You guys want something out of me? You gotta give me the same thing.
Now, you did this, Mark. You did this to the census taker, where you said to her, if she wants to get information out of you, she's got to give up the same information.
Yeah, she was very nice, and she gave me all the information. She asked me these silly questions, and I got out a legal pad, or it wasn't legal pad, a yellow pad. And I don't even know if you can buy legal pads anymore.
You can.
I have some on my desk.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
I mean, where do you think lawyers get them?
It was a yellow pad, and I was just writing down the stuff she told me, like she was writing down the stuff I just wanted to show like lampoon how ridiculous it is that people come to your house and ask you all these questions.
You know what I mean?
Not really, no. Because it's different for us.
All men are equal under the law. Is that not true?
Goodbody isn't the only follower of this
group. Oh, they cut off the answer to that. I wanted to hear what the
comments are. Yeah, right. I want to find this guy's YouTube channel. Apparently, it's called Freedom from Government.
Movement.
I'll comply as much as I need to.
There are thousands of people with similar beliefs all across the country.
Bam!
Defying the law.
Some psycho cop just bust. And it's a different video. They didn't use the same video from earlier when I was telling you that in the beginning of the clip they're using a psycho cop busting out a window. This happens more often than you think.
Your window, new psycho cop.
Posting their own confrontations online.
Are you assaulting me? Are you assaulting me?
Different guy, cop reaching through the window, or the driver's side window, to try to arrest the guy through the window, apparently.
Help me! What crime am I committing?
I think that there's been a major awakening in consciousness. And I can't explain why. I just feel like people are finally coming out of their fog.
It's impossible to know how many like-minded people there are across the country because there's no centralized leadership. The Southern Poverty Law Center, that would classify them as sovereign, says the movement has been growing at a fast pace since 2000.
I remember when the Southern Poverty Law Center held the government accountable for its actions against, its immoral actions against citizens of the United States. Mm-hmm. Now what it does, it hunts down people that are...
Right-wingers.
Yeah, you know, right. That's
or freedom advocates or whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever they don't like. Whoever is politically different from them.
They went from protecting people from the government to protecting the government from the people. The Southern Poverty Law Center jumped the shark.
The privilege not a right.
Some estimates put numbers at several hundred thousand to half a million people.
You want to push the limit? I'm not trying to push the limit.
I feel like the police have been misinformed to go out and generate revenue off of the people they're supposed to be protecting and serving.
This guy, I mean, he nails it. Every little clip, right? Like when you're doing an interview with the media, they're going to try to take you out of context. They're going to, you know, put in whatever it is you've said that makes you look bad or whatever. And there's really every clip of the interview of this guy, he's like spot on with principle. He's communicating very, very well. We're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Whether you want to talk about refusing to obey the state, we can get into that coming up here. If you want to jump in, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. By the way, the dude's name, Trent Goodbody. We're coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. My toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join the Free Talk Live AMP program and support what we do here, spreading the ideas of liberty, peace, cryptocurrency. We talk about them 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. If you like what we're doing, you like the fact that we're on 190 radio stations, AM and FM, across the United States and beyond, and you like the fact that we're spreading the ideas of freedom on the internet as well, then please get behind the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks. So, like, for instance, amplifiers get access to the Discord amp-only chat rooms. So there's Discord, which has a bunch of great chat rooms, but the amplifiers and other supporters of the show get special access to special chat rooms there. Plus, there's other things, including the Amplifier Facebook group, which is still a thing, and there's still apparently quite a bit of action in that group. Mark will be handling adding people to the Facebook group from now on, which reminds me, Mark...
Did Facebook finally ban you full on?
No, I actually deactivated my account this week.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can. You just can't delete the account.
Okay, so you can sign out of the account.
No, no, no. You can deactivate it, which means if you try to find me, it's not going to work. So you cannot pull up my profile anymore.
Okay.
But if I log back into the
account. People
correct.
Who've never
if you log
created
back in,
a Facebook account still have a Facebook account.
That's what I'm saying. You've deactivated the account. It's not accessible by the people on Facebook when it's deactivated, but they still have all your account information. So
yeah. In order to delete your Facebook account, you have to tell them you want it deleted, and then you have to die.
Correct. You have to tell them you want
it to
be deleted.
You have to do both of those things.
Correct. You have to tell them in advance that you would like them to delete your account when somebody else gives them proof that you have died. It's the only time they will delete a Facebook account. It's insane.
And I don't even know if I believe that.
Right. Well, again, they will still have all the data, you know, somewhere. Anyway, let's continue here. If you want, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the AMP program there. It's $5 a month. You can use credit card. You can use PayPal as well as Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the story from Fox 11 Los Angeles, where they interview a gentleman here who is very well-spoken. He's probably the best advocate for freedom to travel that I've ever seen interviewed in the media. This guy's just spot on with the things that he's having to say. His name is Trent Goodbody, spelled G-O-O-D-B-A-U-D-Y. His YouTube channel is called Freedom From Government, as we continue here with Fox 11.
Protecting and serving.
You might be surprised to hear Goodbody isn't anti-government. He doesn't support building a wall because that would represent government restricting people's travel.
We didn't make this land. We came here and we invaded it just like anybody else would.
He just wants to be free with what he views as his natural born rights.
As long as I'm not doing any harm or causing any property damage, I should be able to do what I want. It's America, you know?
Boom! Absolutely.
Minus that it's America part.
Well,
it doesn't have
pandering.
Anything to do with it.
Well, it's pandering. I mean, it's okay to say that.
See, these people are not anarchists, though.
This guy is. His YouTube channel is called Freedom From Government, and every word that's come out of his mouth, one of us would have said on the air here on Free Talk Live.
Except it's America.
Well, yeah, but
I've said it.
He's pandering. He knows who he's talking to. He's talking to a general audience. Whoever it is that's going to watch this in Los Angeles, there's still some people out there that still have that feeling of, hey, something was supposed to be special about this, and it hasn't really worked out in America.
It's supposed to be a free country.
But until the rules of the road change...
Really, all we need is 1 million people to do the same thing and get out here and travel and know how to talk to the cops. We would be, of course, to be reckoned with it.
Goodbody and those who agree with him will continue their battle.
But they're not consent.
Armed with their cameras and ready to document what they see as government abuse.
This is thuggery! What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on?
Yeah, so a little bit of advice. Try to keep your voice under control in these circumstances. It's that yelling that makes for good copy. For the news, whoever gets it.
You say this as a person who has a hard time keeping under control in circumstances.
I don't do this kind of activism.
I think most humans have a hard time keeping their voice under control while they're being beaten by someone with a license to kill.
They're going to do better if they think about it ahead of time. Mm-hmm. If you're doing this kind of activism, you're thinking about it ahead of time. And all I'm saying is if you can, keep it under control as much as you can. And look, I went through a border checkpoint. I kept my voice under control, but for me, everybody else is like, they still complain about things.
Oh, yeah, they just hate the fact that you refuse. They hate the fact that you just don't go along to get along like everybody else does. Let's continue. There's a little bit more here.
Goodbody knows what he does comes with great risk. He has been arrested several times and has served short stints in jail. Luckily, he says he hasn't been in any major accidents, but he says if he was, he would pay out of his pocket for any damage.
Well, Christine, he makes money by selling his license plates and working as a reverend. While he doesn't believe in carrying a license or insurance, he does believe in following the rules of the road. And apparently very important that they videotape everything, because we saw lots of that tonight.
I got to say, and that's the end of the story here, this is the most fair news report I've ever seen on, the freedom to travel. Normally, I mean, certainly the average person looking at this probably thinks he's a kook. But it's not because of anything Fox really did here. I mean, they didn't need to. Well, no, they could have done a real hack job this, and they didn't. They allowed him to say what he had to say. They gave him plenty of clips. Like, it wasn't just one little brief, 10-second clip. It was multiple clips interspersed throughout this. They actually really did a good job producing and editing this.
Yeah, it's a good piece.
There were probably at least 20 different clips of different people being just attacked on the side of the road and yelled at and threatened and windows bashed in by psychotic cops. So, like, they really did. I got to say, kudos to Fox 11 in Los Angeles for this. And kudos to this guy for, doing what he said. The only thing I disagree with is his theory that if we just get a million of us out there on the roads, and then we'll show them. No.
Yeah, a million people getting pulled over is not going to accomplish anything.
Right.
Well, if your theory relies on you getting a million people to do anything, you're in trouble.
Right. So the dude maybe has never heard of the freedom migration, and maybe I should reach out to him and,
Yeah, I think you should.
And see, because he sounds like he should be in New Hampshire, not in California. And if people actually did what he was talking about doing, which is to say refuse to obey the state, they ought to come together. Because if you refuse to obey the state and you're all alone, you're going down, buddy. You're going to get arrested.
And you also need to refuse to obey if you have enough people to do that. You also need to refuse to obey the state on things like theft and kidnapping, not on things like having registration.
When you say theft and kidnapping, what do you mean?
So when they taxes and arrests.
Right, refusing to pay taxes. Sure. I imagine this guy also refuses to pay taxes. He seems to be that that kind of person, which is why we need him in New Hampshire.
Right, he didn't get enough trouble from the government by not paying taxes, so he had to go out and ride around without a license plate on his car.
Well, he's also a reverend, so I would presume he doesn't pay taxes. But regardless, you get people like this together in the same place.
I think preachers have to pay taxes on their income. The church doesn't have to pay taxes on its revenue, whatever term. Okay. I don't want to use a legal term.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that because, as a true preacher, you probably shouldn't be making income. You should probably just be living off of, whatever the church provides to you to live. But that's my opinion. Regardless, if people who want to oppose the state, if people who want to stand up for freedom, are willing to do this, ballsy activism, recording the police, I fully support this. I fully support, holding a video camera up in any police encounter, holding them accountable. I'm a longtime supporter of copblock.org, for instance. So I think this is all good activism. But if it's just you and you're the only person in your region, the only person in your city or your area that's doing this stuff,
you're just a kook.
You're a drop in the bucket, and you're, to them, you will just be rolled right over top of, and you mean nothing. It's not going to change the system. It's not going to inspire anybody else to join you. But if these people, if there were 500,000 of these people and 1% of them came to New Hampshire, 5,000 of these so-called sovereign citizens or whatever term you want to use, freedom to travel activists, you would give the New Hampshire court system a real hard time. Because if everybody who is a, freedom to travel, not everybody, but a good portion of freedom to travel activists were doing that activism in one geographic area and then challenging it in court and, clogging up the court system, we've had the courts.
And talking to the legislatures to get, rules passed or whatever, too.
The court just, we've got a sovereign who's a state rep here in New Hampshire. His name's Dick Marple.
Yes, so that's true.
YouTube search for Dick Marple in court, and you will watch this guy in action. So there's stuff like this happening here. If you come together, as we are doing in New Hampshire, there's so much more that's possible. Not just stuff like this, but political action becomes feasible. It becomes successful. You actually have a community of people who agree with you on stuff. I mean, it's incredible. So I recommend you learn more about moving to New Hampshire. If you're a liberty-minded person, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. It's 101 Reasons. Liberty lives in New Hampshire. It's already one of the freest places on the planet, and it's only going to get better the more libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists come here. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.